91X News.
It's zero and cloudy at 4 o'clock from the QNET newsroom. Good afternoon, I am John Braun. Moira Secondary School will have a new name when students from Moira and Quinty Secondary start class together next fall. Olivia Tim has the story.
The proposed name is Myers Creek Secondary School.
The Hastings and Prince Edward School Board voted unanimously in favor of the name Myers Creek Secondary School to replace Moira Secondary. At Monday afternoon's special board meeting, Catherine Brown, a local business owner and guardian of a Moira student, expressed concern, saying she doesn't think the rebranding is necessary.
I don't have a personal tie to Moira other than the young man that I look after day to day happens to be a student there. But I don't have any further investment because I'm not originally from Belleville. So I looked at it purely from financial accountability. And from that perspective, I very strongly believe that the investment, this was the wrong time to make this investment.
Carrie Donnell from the school board says the funding that goes towards student resources and support staff would not be touched.
I want to illustrate that the funding comes from the Ministry of Education for this, and it's specific funding that would be related to the renovation or to the capital side of the business. No funding that is intended for the classroom or for resources or for employees would be used for the rebranding purpose.
Donnell also says that she's seen quite a lot of emotion from people not wanting the name of the consolidated school to change. But she says a little emotion is a good thing.
There's always emotion when it comes to school closures, school openings even, or any changes, because schools are really the heart of the community. We know that in several different aspects.
Donnell says now that the name has been selected, the board can begin immediate changes. She says at this point, the board does not have a total cost for the rebrand. Olivia Tim, QNET News, Belleville.
Winter is having a major impact on Ontario beekeepers, and they're struggling to keep their hives alive. Vanessa Stark has the story.
Last winter, more than half of Ontario's bees died. High mortality rates during the cold months have become the norm. With snowy conditions always around the corner, beekeepers need to be aware of how to control beehive environments during the winter months to ensure a healthy hive in the spring. Liz Corbett, president of the Quinty Beekeepers Association, says heavy amounts of snow cover the hives, leading to one of the main reasons bees die, starvation.
So they don't really go dormant. They are actually in there and raising babies and brood and larvae. And so they need those food stores to keep the hive alive, basically, throughout the winter.
Corbett says the best way to prevent winter mortality in a hive is for the beekeeper to be prepared and educated going into the winter months.
And take it seriously and be responsible, just as if you had acquired a pet. You know, these are living things, so they were just as if you had acquired a pet. You know, these are living things, so they require care and attention and knowledge. I think that's the main thing.
Bee products generate almost $9 million in sales in Ontario each year. Vanessa Stark, QNET News, Belleville.
Statistics Canada revealed Friday that the unemployment rates are the lowest they have ever been in years. This is also reflected in the decreasing local numbers. Michael Fleming has more on the story.
According to recent data from Statistics Canada, the national unemployment rate is at 5.7%. The lowest numbers since 1976. That same data has the rate for the Central Ontario region, which includes Belleville, at a similar 5.8%. Jill Raycroft, CEO of the Belleville Chamber of Commerce, says this is not a new trend.
We have been seeing that decline, the unemployment rate decreasing for the past couple of years.
Raycroft says that Belleville's individual rate may differ even more than the rest of the region.
But the truth is that in the Belleville area, we find our unemployment rate to be much lower.
Raycroft credits the low unemployment rates with the competitive job market in the area, leading businesses to get creative.
To recruit and retain employees have been challenged with, you know, offering higher compensation.
Raycroft says that she believes the new rise in minimum wage won't have a huge impact on the unemployment rate?
I don't think you'll see unemployment numbers increase because there are so many jobs available right now.
Michael Fleming, QNET News, Belleville.
A building where Canada's first prime minister once had a law office will no longer carry his name. The owner of a pub once called Sir John's Public House, in honor of Sir John A. Macdonald, says it will now be called The Public House. Paul Frontier says that the move comes after the members of the Indigenous community protested, but he isn't trying to strike Macdonald from the record.
We would still, however, commemorate, and we still will commemorate Sir John's relationship with the building and his nation building through exhibits that are in the pub and some portraits and other memorabilia that we have inside the pub.
A Nova Scotia man who lost two great-grandchildren in a house fire that killed four youngsters on the weekend says that the father suffered smoke inhalation but has come out of an induced coma. Irving Olson of Yarmouth says that the granddaughter, Emma Kennedy, has stayed in her common-law partner's side of the hospital in Yarmouth, Nova Scotia, since the fire raced through the couple's rural home in Pubnico Head, Nova Scotia, early Sunday. Olson says that the father came out of the coma late Monday, but his prognosis remains unclear. He identified his great-grandchildren as 3-month-old Winston and 4-year-old Jayla. Olson praised the Canadian Red Cross for offering help to his extended family, and he said that they were grateful for at least 2 local fundraising efforts that have been established. U.S. State Department officials have told the Senate of Foreign Relations Committee it is looking at whether viral or other types of attacks injured American diplomats in Cuba last August. Ottawa acknowledged that the unspecified number of Canadians in Cuba had been affected as well, but Global Affairs said that said very little about the events at a state Senate relations hearing. Acting Assistant Secretary of the State, Francisco Palmieri, said it's still a mystery.
The investigation into these health attacks is ongoing. We have the best experts in the government and the private sector working to help us understand it.
U.S. President Donald Trump is suggesting that an immigration deal could be tackled in 2 phases. First, by taking care of the so-called Dreamers and border security, then by making comprehensive reforms to the immigration system. Trump held a lengthy meeting today with a bipartisan group of lawmakers on immigration. He said he's optimistic about the immigration legislation.
I'm appealing to everyone in the room to put the country before a party and to sit down and negotiate and to compromise, and let's see if we can get something done. I really think, Dick, that we have a chance to do it.
Sports is next.
Make your resolution stick this year with UN Weight Loss Studios. For the month of January only, get 60% off all weight loss programs. UN Weight Loss Studios one-on-one health coaching, real grocery store foods, and natural products make it easy to look and feel better. UN's friendly staff are there to coach, educate, and keep you motivated through your weight loss program so you can reach your goal. Book a free consultation today, 613-779-7373. UN Weight Loss Studio, Hilden Square, Sydney Street, Belleville.
NHL action, now in sports, NHL action tonight includes 5 of 7 Canadian teams. The Winnipeg Jets versus the Buffalo Sabres. Vancouver Canucks versus the Washington Capitals at 7. The Chicago Blackhawks visit the Ottawa Senators at 7:30. The Edmonton Oilers face off against the Nashville Predators. And the Calgary Flames face off against head to Minnesota for a game against the Wild at 8. Tomorrow, 1 of 2 games will be the Battle of Ontario as Ottawa Senators take on the Leafs at the Air Canada Centre. The NBA Toronto Raptors play host to the Miami Heat at 7:30. After a tense overtime win over the Nets last night. Raptors guard Kyle Lowry will be reevaluated today after suffering from an acute back spasm last night in Toronto's overtime win in Brooklyn. Raptors head coach Dwayne Casey says Lowry fell hard on his backside and it was unclear directly after the game what exactly hurt him.
Any more of a bruise than anything else. So he was working his butt off, went up for a rebound, he had a hard fall, but we don't know anything.
Canada has named its Big Air and slopestyle snowboarding team for the PyeongChang Olympics. The team is led by 2014 slopestyle bronze medalist Mark McMorris. He was at one doubtful for the Olympics after a severe crash in March, but empathetically returned to the competition in November by winning Big Air gold at the World Cup stop in Beijing. The Court of Arbitration for Sports says Russian Deputy Prime Minister Vitaly Mutko has filed an appeal against his lifetime ban on the Olympics. Mutko, a former sports minister, was deeply implicated in Russia's doping plot at 2014 Sochi Olympics by two International Olympic Committee commissions and a World Anti-Doping Agency investigation. His ban was imposed last month ahead of the PyeongChang Olympics. The forecast for Belleville tonight will be partially cloudy with a low of -8. At 4:11, it's 0 and cloudy. QNET News, on the air on 91X, and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook. I'm John Braun, QNET News. News on 91X next at 5:00.